annealing cells have the voltage, they're in picofarads. That's a billionth of a volt. A healthy cell is around 900 billionths of a volt.
Right.
You know, when you're dealing with...
Wasn't it Nordstrom that wrote a good book on that, I think?
Yeah.
The electric body or something like that, I believe.
The body electric.
The body electric, okay.
Robert Becker. Becker. Becker was phenomenal, and
right. I've got that book. Yeah.
Oh, that's an important book. I'll tell you what.
Sure.
For any true researcher, that's what you've got to study. But in any which case, what occurs is that, and I see it all the time, and I hear it all the time. I've used magnets. I got some relief. We're not just in the relief. We're in the amplification of the therapy, amplification of the body's natural healing energies in an exacting manner, which is not a big deal. You just got to really know where to place them.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done is that we completely define that thing. And the thing is what we see. The results, I mean, gee whiz, I tell you, I think you saw this, perhaps in that a release we did. We had a 91-year-old man, his son had called and said, my dad slipped into a coma. And the fellow, what happened is his kidneys finally gave out after over a decade of dialysis. They finally gave up, and he naturally went into a septic shock coma. I mean, that's what happens.
Hey, Peter, we got a caller online. You want to take a caller and see if you got some questions?
Oh, sure, love to. Sure.
Yeah, okay. This is area code 830. You're online with Blog Talk Radio. Do you have any questions for Peter?
Oh, is this me?
That's you.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, this is Renee. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Renee.
I've talked to Peter before. So many people use the magnet mattress pads, and I was wondering what you thought about them, like sleeping on them every night. What kind of, is that like a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, okay. It's a good thing. But I will say I've talked over with some of the scientists, some of my colleagues in this area, and what one is trying to do is achieve the highest. It's actually the negative state. It's interesting. Animals and the human being run on negative charges. I mean, we run on both charges, but we run basically on negative charges where. Plants run on positive charges. So, if you injure yourself, the first thing that happens is a signal ascends to the brain, and the brain sends a descending signal to put negative energy in the area to heal everything. That's the way the body operates. So, if you can elevate the body's natural negative energy, raise it to what's called the its zeta potential, which you're going to sleep well. All your metabolic functions are going to occur better. You're just going to be have a better overall health, and that's what the negative pads are on the beds. However, I just got to say something. What we've noticed is many people feel much better. I mean, if they've been on low energy or, they've had, problems, a lot of times those problems will be resolved by using that pad. But whenever we make these pads, we make them custom for people. And we specifically keep the magnets away from the adrenal glands, because what we've noticed is if the magnets are under the adrenal glands, there is a the initial reaction to these beds is wonderful sleep, wonderful rest, feeling great waking up, because of course when you rest so well, and that's all a function of the electromotive energies coming from that pad. But then after a while, after a month, 6 weeks, 2 months, people may not even recognize it. We've had to ask about it, but they're a little bit lethargic. And what we find is that the adrenal glands have actually slowed them down a little bit. They're not. They are running in just a very slight hypo state. And so what we recommend is that, well, of course, if we make the pads for someone, then we find out, you know, how tall they are, what kind of bed they are, and where they sleep, and then we keep about 10 inches free in that area of any magnets, so that they don't sleep on the so the adrenal glands are not.
You don't magnetize the adrenals. That's a bad thing.
Well, over a period of time.
You know, I mean, it's a problem area. That doesn't necessarily hurt them, but it's just a problem area. So you make sure you make your bed to avoid that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, look, you know, if the adrenal glands are having a hard time, you know, they're overworked and everything like that, one may very well use an effective therapy of negative energy against it, against them. But to sleep on it consistently, what we've investigated and come up with is that people, they feel pretty good, but they feel a little bit lethargic. So that's what you got to look out for, Renee.
Okay, well, what about, I've seen the mattress or the, like, pet pads that are supposed to be for cats and dogs. You know, that would be very difficult to keep it away from adrenals on them.
No, actually, in fact, pets, most of them hang down, but the adrenals don't really come down that far, and I haven't seen any difficulties with them at all. So I think that's probably excellent. Sure.
Oh, great. Oh, okay, good. All right, thank you,
right.
Peter.
Good to hear your voice, Renee.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, I couldn't get online, so that link didn't work, so I had to call by phone.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Renee, we've been in contact off and on through the past few months.
Okay.
Delightful. You're a delightful personality, Renee.
Thank you, Peter. I love magnets, and I think they're going to really be very helpful for so many people. Once people get used to the idea of powerful magnets, because you see so many, can't say junk magnets, but so many magnets that are weak or using the wrong side, and like you say, these bracelets and things, and I hear so many people say, well, I got them, and at first I felt really good, but then, you know, I don't get anything out of them anymore, and I think they're just using them wrong.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because you can use them wrong. The body has, in science, it was a Japanese fellow that related to it as a magnetic deficiency syndrome, MDS, and it caught on, and essentially it's, let's put it this way, it's a measurement of the electric vitality of the body, of the cells, if you will, and if that vitality is deficient, then, you know, there are certain dysfunctions that occur in the body. I mean, actually, the body just really is, you know, it's not operating at high efficiency. And this occurs with a lot of people. As a matter of fact, you know, we all take, well, I mean, a lot of people who are into alternative medicine, have got their eyes open. We're all taking vitamins and minerals. And, you know, you if you take enough of the right constituency, it'll elevate the energy in the cells. And when you do, then the pump that literally pulls in the nutrition and then pushes out the waste works extremely well. And the cell is well-fed and the person's healthy. What occurs perhaps from a lack of nutrition or You know, I tell you, we had a case. Well, actually, we've had a number of cases where the individuals got very ill, and the energy of the cells went so low. I mean, we had one woman who was in bed she was out of bed, but she essentially chronic fatigue syndrome and many times fibromyalgia will come along with chronic fatigue, which essentially, we found is a lack of the pituitary in the gut making enough human growth hormone to satisfy mitosis. But this went on for about 25 years, and she was literally stuck. And we had another individual, it occurred for 15 years, literally stuck, tried every type of methodology. It seen every type of practitioner, with the exception of someone who knows biomagnetics, proper biomagnetics. Literally, her cells had so little energy that it's a catch-22. There's not enough energy to pump in, to pull in the magnesium and potassium to start the pump to give the cell enough energy, so they're stuck.
Sodium-potassium pump. You know, there's a good, not to interrupt, there's a really good book on that. You're talking about Dr. Samuel West. He wrote the book on that. It's called The Golden 7 Plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you, and that was in the... old medical physiology books back in 1958, and they took it out.
No kidding.
And he's got all the evidence. I forget his, I think it's International Academy of Lymphology out in Provo, Utah. And
uh-huh.
He's dead now, but his son carries that on. But I got that book and took his courses years ago on that. Very interesting stuff. And that's what you're talking about. Yeah, activating that sodium-potassium pump. And that's what the magnetics do.
Well, see, this is the thing. I got to tell you.
I mean, he says that in his book.
If you go to our site, and I invite anybody to go to our site and see what's happening, but particularly look under research, because we've got the before and after of the blood cells.
Well, let's give them the site, Peter. It's bio. biomagscience.net. That's your website.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And you know, the thing is that what we've got in there is we've got the before and after of the cells. And as a matter of fact, the woman with the 25-year problem, and I believe we have there's another woman with a 15-year problem. Both of them were stuck. Within 40 minutes to an hour, this is after 15 and 25 years,
right.
Within 40 minutes to an hour of the therapy, and it was a very specific therapy, all of a sudden they reversed.
That's because you activated the sodium-potassium pump, and once you activate it, boom.
I mean, they couldn't, they were so stuck no matter what supplements they took. To try to generate energy in the cells, it wouldn't do it. And
right.
Then with the correct placement, and this actually was the lower CVS, which is really the right down in the brainstem on the back, using the right on the back of the neck at the hairline, which I tell you what, I think Philpott refers to it as that's Bill Philpott, Dr. Bill Philpott, and you know he's another. Deep investigator and researcher in biomagnetics.
Mm-hmm.
I think he calls it a brain tune, and I know I've done a tremendous amount of work with that placement through the years. But I've got to tell you, within an hour, 25 years, the trend of 25 years was turned around. And I mean, that's how. You know, it is almost like a miracle. It's like this 91-year-old man, you know, septic shock coma. There's only one place he's going to go, and that's, one direction he's going to go, and that's to terminate. And we put the organ group energizing therapy, which means that we put the magnets on the main organs and on the back of the neck to stimulate the brain, because that's the computer that really does all the work. Of course, you know, the organs all have to function at the same time, so that